Yes, we've come up with some ideas about thinking about a new approach. So the course that we're developing, which goes by the number of 750.002, it's called Science and Policy, and it's a pretty boring title, but we're struggling to find something sexier. But the essential approach is, I'm a physicist by background. I spent a lot of time at the interface of policy and really hardcore science and a whole bunch of things which are interesting stories but don't matter. And I think the approach that we would like to, question we'd like to ask is, how do we keep the policy world from doing something really stupid? And so we're going to dig a little bit more deeply into the science, but not from the point of view of scientists doing stuff. The class is different from the one Shamita just described. Our new class is not a substitute for it. I would guess the best way I'd say this is it's complementary. The essential point is that we're interested in how science drives discovery, shapes our culture, and becomes visible as intellectual, technological, and social innovations, and ways in which influence policy. So we're thinking about four general areas. The first is invisible reasons for why science matters. And the takeoff point for this is an essay by the Nobel laureate Robert Solow from 1997 or so, essentially said that economists and the social scientists suffer from physics envy. So the idea is to explain what that means, and it's pretty interesting. So the first part of the course is making finding invisible reasons for why science matters, science policy matters, to scientific practice. And the essential part of the second part really is the importance of measurement. It's largely unappreciated, it's really important, and you don't have to be a hardcore scientist to understand it, but we'll talk a lot about that. The topic three is computation, computers, and computer-based simulation, and the essential idea is it's not what you think it is. Shamita commented on some very, very important practical aspects, but there are elements to computing and computer science and its evolution that we want to talk about that are largely underappreciated. And finally, topic four is policy and the power of mathematics, laws, predictions, and description. And the takeoff here is an essay from the 1960s by a noted physicist, but it's broader than that. It's called The Unreasonable Effectiveness of Mathematics in the Natural Sciences, and I would add the social sciences. So that's the idea. It really is complementary to Shamita's class, and the way that I would look at it is to cite Molière. In a Molière's play, the bourgeois gentleman, the hero is describing himself, I've been speaking prose all my life and I didn't know it. And I would say it's much the same thing is true for science and policy. So that's the idea. Thank you.
We're still going to put you into section two, I guess, like the other students, if you want to request a switch after the term is over and can give the reason and perhaps what you just said, we might grant that request. So, yeah, anybody can ask to change, but as I say, we're not necessarily going to let everybody do it.